Try again. How's this? Kol ha'ochlin. Okay. Peyma beis kol ha'ochlin where the two dots are. Amar of Papa. Says Rav Papa, the Mishnah had said that all ochlin are mitzdarfin for into a kazayas, all mashkin are mitzdarfin to the shir of Yom Kippur, but ochlin and mashkin are not mitzdarif to each other. Says the Gemara, Amar of Papa, ochal umsa umilcha mitzdarif, v'yafal gab delav achilahi, kiven da'achli inchi mitzdarfin. One eats umsa, meat, raw meat, umilcha, and salt on it, mitzdarif, so the two of those could be mitzdarif, could combine to have the shir of to violate Yom Kippur. Even though it's not really an achila, the salt is inedible as is. Kivan to achli inchi mitzdarfin, because people eat it, it is mitzdarif. This fits into what we discussed a little bit on Friday. That is, by Yom Kippur, the focus is not a maisa achila of iser like in other contexts, but it's more of the result of yisuvei daita. And if the result is, you know, you feel good afterwards and you're not in a state of inui anymore, so it could be that even something that's not ro'i la'achila per se, but because it's eaten with the meat and you end up feeling good in a state of yisuvei daita, so that is why it would be okay and you would be chai for that on Yom Kippur. That's Rav Papa. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish continues. Tzir she'al gabi yarak. Somebody has a type of dressing on vegetables. Mitztarif lakakos eves b'yoma kippurim. Again, these, if you have a thick type of dressing, it could be mitztarif to a kosebes, to the size of the date, on Yom Kippur. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Why wouldn't I think that can't be mitztarif? Says the Gemara, ma'u desema mashkehu. I might have thought that it is a liquid. You find in other contexts in halacha that it might be considered a liquid. Kamash balan, kol achshurei ochla ochlahu. No, but at least for in Yom Kippur, anything that is meant to help out the food, to spice up the food, to be mitztarif to the food, ochlehu, and therefore it's not called ochel and mashke, which are not mitztarif, it's called ochel and ochel, and that dressing can be mitztarif to the shear of kosevis on Yom Kippur. This Gemara, these few lines, are brought up in an important discussion in Hilchos Brachos. Mishnah Berurah Paskins says, the minhag olam is as follows. How much flour, or how many cookies does one have to eat in order to say an Ala Mechya? It's a big discussion in the poskim. So, Me'ikra, did it seems like one needs to eat a kezias of flour within the cookie, within the piece of cake, in order to be Mechayiv and Ala Mechya. The Mishnah Berurah, though, points out that that's not the Minhag Olam. The Minhag Olam in Simin Reish Ches, Sifka and Mem Ches, says the Mishnah Berurah, Len Yipasa Kisrin, Shema'or of Betavlin Harbek, you can go on sugar or Lekach. You have cookies, but it has less than each, unless you have one cookie. So a lot of times, one cookie has less than a kezias of flour, but it has a lot of other ingredients in it. It has sugar, it has cocoa, it has other things. Noagina olam levorech alav lebasof alamich yakshesh bo kezias. The thing all of it is, you know, you look at the cookie. Oh, the cookie's a kezias. You don't focus on how much flour is inside. Even though the dagan, the wheat itself, you don't have enough to say an alamichya. V'ulai, says the Mishnah Berurah, why is this the minog? Because the other ingredients are there, it's all to be mitzarif. It's all hechshir uchla, like the language of our Gemara here. Mitzarif and ochel gufa l'shir. That's why it is mitzarif. But then he ends off saying, l'chadchila, tov li zahir l'shayer, sheyeh ba'kemach shir kezayis. That's why, but it's always good l'chadchila to make sure that it has a kezayis in it. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this shita of the Mishnah Berurah in Arachayim Aleph Ayin Aleph, and he quotes there that it's tamua, that this is the minog. Rav Moshe doesn't like this minog. He thinks, again, maybe it's a minog toas, he suggests, but he thinks one should really be makwit about it. And then he says, "Mashomer biyoma dafpei, I and yoma hechsher ochla ochlahu." He says, this is the difference between our Gemara and this Gemara. Our Gemara here, it's interested in what's called food as compared to liquid. So fine, it could be called food. Hechsher ochla is called ochla. But by Hilchos Brachos, you need dagan. You don't need ochel, you need dagan, wheat. What, because it helps out the wheat, it has the status of wheat? That's not true, says Rav Moshe. Aval ein raim isham, the nechshav oso ha'ochel dafka. B'mayinu tzrichim shi'ed dafka oso ha'ochel. going hachal and yin bracha. So actually, dafka she dagon. Emon misham raya. So Moshe does not think our Gemara is a raya to this. Hefsher ochla makes it into food, but doesn't make it into the specific food, and therefore it wouldn't be called dagga. So he heads off again, even though the Mishnah Berurah says that's the minhag olam. Yishla hachmir tov lizayir. And one should try to be careful. So again, if you have to check the flour content of the whole package or of the recipe, divide it by the number of cookies, and find out how much flour is in each cookie to make sure one has the proper share. And you can't just say a burin afashus either, because then that might be a bracha, because it's against the minog. So then you're being makel to say a bracha shein etzrichas. Or Moshe says, you know, you're really stuck. So just try to have the right amount, the correct share. Okay, that was Reish Lakish about Yom Kippur. Now we have a similar din. Five lines from the bottom. Amar Reish Lakish, ha'ochel achila gasa b'yom ha'kippurim patur. If somebody eats an achila gasa, an eating that is totally after he's full, we'll talk about it more in a second, he is patur. First of all, how do you get an achila gasa? What about the first things you ate? Don't you eat a lot beforehand? Up to there, you're already chayiv. So how do you have an achila gasa on Yom Kippur? So we'll get to another possibility in a minute, but... Well, I'm sorry? Oh, so Rashi says. Rashi says, no, you ate. How do we all feel after the Sudam of Sekis? Before Yom Kippur. We're all full already when we walk into Kol Nidre. Right? So we're totally full. So then anything we eat on Yom Kippur is a total achila gasa sometime. If we eat another morsel of food right after the Sudam of Sekis, that's an achila gasa. That's what Rashi says. Rashi's second wide line. Sha'ocha lili Yom Kippurim ala sova. Right, you ate on Erev Yom Kippur, so you ate tons. So if you eat an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, you are patur. Right? You are patur. So if you eat an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, you are patur. My time, huh? Why are you patur? Asher lo seunexiv prat lamazik. You have to be in a state of affliction on Yom Kippur, and if you are eating an achila gasa, the Gemara says you're still in a state of affliction. You're being mazik yourself. You're not getting enjoyment. You're being mazik yourself. Rashi adds, you're not only being mazik yourself, you're being mazik the ochel that you already ate. Sounds like from Rashi, like the nutrients and the vitamins that were going to come from the food that you already ate are going to be ruined by the extra food that you are eating there. Sometimes, you know, there's the law of diminishing returns by dessert. You know, kalamos of goreya. So says the Rashi, mazik was a ochlin ve'es atzmo. So that's the Gemara according to Rashi. If you eat an achila gasa, you're pater, because you're still in a state of inui. The Tosfos Yeshanim here on the bottom quotes a question which we've discussed before. It's based on a Gemara in Nazir. Gemara in Nazir quotes that the pasuk in Hosea, Ki Yisharim Darchi Hashem, Sadikim Yelchu Bam Uposhim Yikashlubam. So Gemara in Nazir Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara says that if two people are eating the Karen Pesach, one eating it L'Shem Mitzvah and one eating it L'Shem Achila Gasa. The Gemara says the one who does the L'Shem Mitzvah is wonderful. The one who eats the Karen Pesach in an Achila Gasa state is not doing a mitzvah min amuvchar, but mitzvah ka'avid. He's still doing a mitzvah. He's not doing the best mitzvah. You know, when we're supposed to eat the Karen Pesach al hasova, that means that the Karen Pesach is supposed to make us totally full. We're not supposed to be full and then eat the Karen Pesach. It's supposed to make us totally full. So ask the Tosfos there. And ask the Tosfos to show them here, the Seer and Gemaras. Buy Karen Pesach over here in Meseches Nazir. It says Achila Gas is not the best thing to do, but it's still considered an Achila. You're Yotzi the Mitzvah of Karen Pesach. Mashiach by Yom Kippur, if I eat an Achila Gas on Yom Kippur, I'm Pater. What do you mean you're Pater? How can you be Pater? It is an Achila. Says Tosfos, the first brisker, says Tosfos, and Tosfos Yeshanim, Shtei Achila Gasas Yesh. There are two types of Achila Gasas. What type of two Achila Gasas? Some Achila Gasas, Tosfos says, you're full, but, you know, you can still eat a little bit. Says Tosfos, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Trey and Yoni Achila Gasas Yesh. Tosfos Yeshanim says it here too. Vahu de Yoma, our Gemara here, where it says you're Pater on Yom Kippur, if you eat Achila Gasa, could go into Nafsho Katseb Ba'achila Meirov Sovo. You can't eat another item. If you eat another item, it's going to make you nauseous. That's how Achila Gasa, your putter. On Yom Kippur, and you're not Yosi Karan Pesach. The Hacha, when it says over there by Karan Pesach, She'in Nacho Katzel, you're full. Okay, you bring somebody else out, you'll eat it. But that's a different type of Achila Gasa. They're both Achila Gasas. They're both not like Achila. But one of them is not even called an Achila B'diabit. So that's what the Tosfos Yeshanim here quotes, but it's also the Tosfos in Nazir, B'Shem Rabbi Duta. Okay. Let's continue. Amr, there's more to say, but let's continue. Maybe we'll come back at the end. Amr of Yirmiyah, four lines from the bottom. Amr Eish Lakish. Zar sha'achal truma achila gasa, mishali mesakeren, ve'enu mishali mesachomesh. So Eish Lakish says, if a zar eats truma, it's an iser da'araisa for a zar, a non-kohen, to eat truma. So if he eats it in an achila gasa way, So what's the halacha? Mishali misaker. So let's assume he ate it peshogeg. He didn't know it was truma. If he ate it b'mezid, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. But if he ate it peshogeg, so then he's chayiv to pay for it. He has to pay the kohen, and he has to pay chomesh. He has to pay a fifth, which is we call 25%. Once you pay it, it's altogether 1/5. But you have to pay extra. So if you eat azarja achashuma, achila gasa, mishalim is a keren, ve'inu mishalim is a chomesh. Says the Gemara though, if you eat it in an achila gasa way, you have to pay the keren. You have to pay the amount of the principal to the kohen, but not the chomesh. Why? Ki yochal prat lamazik. Because it says by the chiyuv of chomesh that you have to eat it. If you eat truma, you have to pay chomesh. This is not called eating. You didn't eat truma. It's not called an achila. Ah, you damaged truma. You stole the truma from the kohen. You have to pay him for the truma, but not because you ate it. So that's prat lamazik. Rashi says prat lamazik. Look at the last Rashi. Es hatruma, because you were mazik truma. That's the mechayiv. Not because so much that you were mazik his truma. But the focus is the chefza by truma. By Yom Kippur, the focus is the gavra, the person, whether you ate an achila gasa or not. Rashi is that in prat lamazik and the truma, because here we've switched the focus. The focus is that you damaged his truma, and therefore you have to pay for it. Ki yochal prat lamazik. Amar v'yirmi abar Rabbi Yochanan. Other ways of eating in an unnatural way. Other examples: zar shakosei sa'arim shel truma. A czar that's koses, that chews something that is unusual to chew. Karashi says koses, called davar shu'ochlo shalok kederach achilaso. If you're eating something unusual, what are you eating? You're eating raw barley. Koses sa'orim shel truma. Raw barley, mishalim es akeren ve'inu mishalim es achomesh. So again, you pay the principal but not the chomesh. Ki yocha pra lamazik. Here you're not eating it in an unusual way, but the food it is in an unusual state. It's ain't a roi l'achila, really. So that is why, again, you have this p'tur of it's not included in the pasuk of kiyochal, and therefore you'd have to pay the keren because you stole the food from the kohen and you were mazigit, but you do not pay the chomish. Amar shvizi amar b'yochanan, continuing, zar shebala shizvin shel truma, a shizif, plums, the zar eats plums of truma, v'hikian, and then he vomited them out. Va'achlan acher. Then somebody else ate them. I guess he ate them, he swallowed them whole. So they weren't chewed up already so much. That's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi explains. Bala. He just swallowed them whole and then he spit them out. And he vomited them out. Va'achlan acher. And somebody else ate them. So then what's the halacha? Rishon mishalem keren v'chomesh. The first one did a normal act of eating, even though he ate them whole. It's still called eating. Therefore, he has to be keren v'chomesh to the kohen, even though it did not go down into his stomach, or unless he didn't digest them. Sheni ein mishalem el d'me'itzim l'rishon bovad. But the second one, who ate it afterwards, only has to pay the value of the plum size of firewood. In other words, it's not really food anymore after he spits it out. So what could he, the first person, have used it for? He could have used it for firewood, for fuel. He could have thrown it into his oven. It's not really food anymore. It's not really truma anymore. So that is why the person who took it really stole this amount of plant that could have been used for firewood. That's why he doesn't have to pay the value of plums. He has to pay the value of firewood of fuel. Let's say he spit it out whole. So why couldn't he eat it again as plums? So let's see. We'll see that in the Tosfos Shanim in a second. But first, there's one note. The Gemara here was just talking about plums of truma and barley of truma. So there's a machlokas that we mentioned before. Machlokas we showed him. What types of foods are truma daraisa and what are not? Are plums truma daraisa? Oranges, apples? If you have an apple tree in Eretz Yisrael. So you take truma from the apples. So is that, do you have to? Yes, you have to. So why do you have to? So Rashi and Tosfos in many places in Shas and Shabbos, Samaches, and other places says, only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar are truma daraisa. Dagon wheat, right, it could be, so that's why plums would not be, well, Seorim is one of the Chamishas Mine Dagon. But plums are not. So Rashi is Dagon, the wheat, Tirosh, and Yitzar, which is the oil and olives and grapes and wine. Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, that's the only items that are truma daraisa, those fruit. Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, and those foods. The Rambam Paskins, all peros se'ilana daraisa. The Rambam Hilchos Trumos says, all fruit are daraisa. So it's a machlokas, according to the Rambam versus Rashi and Tosfos here, what is this Gemara talking about? Is this on a daraisa level or on a drabbanan level? The one who has to pay for these plums, who ate the plums of truma, according to the Rambam, we're talking about on a daraisa level, because all fruit are daraisa, according to the Rambam. Rashi and Tosfos say that no, only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. So that is machlokas about what level we're talking about. The Tosfos Yeshanim, what I referred to before, here, it's the stira from the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin seems to say, after you spit something out, it still has the status of food. And here it seems like, you know, it loses its status. And we would think that, you know, it loses its status. But he says, what's the difference between the two cases? It's the Gemara in Chulin, in the first column. In the Tosfos Yeshanim, the Gemara there seems to say that even after you are making them, you are, where the Gemara there says, Achal chatzi zayis v'hikiyo v'chazer ubalo d'chayiv, sherinena grona b'kizayis. If you ate a half a kizayis of an iser, then you vomited it out, then you eat it again, the same half a kizayis, you're chayiv. Now it's a whole kizayis. Right? So you see, it still has the status of food. So two answers. First answer, v'ikal ameymar, d'hasa mayri shalo b'funav, k'gon shalo yada shehikiyo, k'dar parak meyma makasha. Maybe the chiluk is whether the second person knows about it or not. Whether he's disgusted by it. Right, so it sounds like they're talking about one person, but he says maybe he doesn't realize it. Doesn't realize that this is the same item. So it says, maybe that's the difference. Over here, it's potter because maybe the second guy saw the first guy spit it out. So obviously he doesn't think of that as food anymore. So it's just firewood from his vantage point. But Shankin, Nakamura, maybe he did not know about it. The first answer. The second answer, he quotes from Reb Chaim HaKohen, is that maybe the point is, here we're not talking about losing the status of food. It's being mechalal it from being considered truma. So to lose its kedushas truma, that's the focus of our Gemara. So if it's that's the focus, so then you can have different standards. Says Reb Chaim HaKohen, Dahacha mayri b'truma, sh'nitzchala ba'achilas harishon, v'nafka lemitaras truma. It's not called truma anymore. Not called truma anymore. Mashiach over there, we're talking about ochel. Is it ochel that's called an iser? So ochel that's called an iser can have a lower standard. So that's the difference between the two gemaras. Bafanav or shalom bafanav, or truma versus chulin. But what he might be assuming, the question was, even if it loses the status of truma, is it ochel? So either, you have to add in one more point, once it loses the status of truma, it loses, you know, it loses its chashivas totally. Somehow the ochel status is connected to the truma status. Once it's not truma, it's batel. Or you have to say no, that, you know, so somehow that it's not called, it's not, doesn't seem like it's ochel, even though it's not truma. Why do you pay ochel not? I would say that's how you have to answer it. Yeah. Okay. Two dots. Says the Gemara, if you eat and drink on Yom Kippur, half a chila, half a shtia, they're not mitzaref to one shear. So Matana, who is the author of this Mishnah? That's quoting back from our Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Rav Chizda machlokas nui Rabbi Shuahi. Rav Chizda says, really, this issue is a machlokas tanaim, and our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Me'ilah, klal amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says the following: kol shetum aso v'shiuro shaveh mitzta. Let's see, you have two items that could be metame something else. You have a nevela, you have a sheretz, all items that are metame other items. So can they be mitztaref? You need a certain amount of an item to be metame the victimized item that's going to become tame. So can two mitame, active metame, be mitztaref? So says Rabbi Yeshua, yes, if they give off the same quality of tumah, and their shear in quantity of tumah is the same. In other words, kol shet tumaso. Tumaso means they can be metame something the same amount. Meaning they're metame it for 7 days. Or they're both metame it for 1 day. Or they both cause you to have to wash your clothing in a mikvah. So if they have the same quality of tumah that they give off, this shi'uro, and they themselves have the same shear in terms of rules, how much of this do you need to be metame something else? So they have the same shear. They both are kazais. They both are kabetza. They both are whatever it is. So then, if they're both the same in tumaso, in the quality of tumma that they give off, and shiuro, and the amount of them that's required to be mitame, so then they can be mitzaref. But if you have one or the other, like, for example, if you have two half kazaises of two corpses, or Rashi says, from two nevelas, or two half lentil sizes of shrutzim, so those are all, they cause the same amount of tumah, quality, and they need the same amount of them to be mitameh, so that's quantity, so then it can be mitzaref. Tumasa velo shiro, shiro velo tumaso, lo tumasa velo shiro, a mitzarefin. But if you only have one or the other, or neither, in connecting the two. So then the two things cannot be mitzarif in order to be metame. So says the Gemara, says Rav Chisda, I think that just like as a machlokas by in Hilchas Tumah V'Tara, that they have to be exactly alike in order to be mitzarev, so too it must be for Yom Kippur. And that's the reason in our Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, drinking and eating cannot combine for Yom Kippur. Why? Because there's different shiurim. There's Mali Lugmav and a Koseves. Because of that, that's why our Mishnah must be like the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, who says it has to be exactly equal in order by Hilchas Tumah. So it must be, that's the Shita by our Mishnah, it has to be exactly equal for Inyani Yom Kippur. Rav Nachman Amar says, no way. Afilu Teimur Rabbanan, there's no right. Don't compare the two halachic contexts. Our Mishnah can even be the Rabbanan who say that if you have quality or quantity, it's good enough. Adkan Lo Ka'amri, Rabbanan Hasam El Inyan Tumah, Deshem Tumah Chadhi. Only over there do the Rabbanan have more flexibility, because Tumah is Tumah. They can combine, even though they're not exactly the same, because Tumah is Tumah. Aval Hacha Mishum Yisuvei Daitu. But here, maybe the Rabbanan would agree, because our issue is not about a halakhic eating, it's about feeling good afterwards. V'haylav Mitzvah Daitu. And if you only eat a half a shear and drink half a shear, that's not going to bring you Yisuf Hadas, and therefore, you don't have to say our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yeshua. You could say it's like the Shita of the Rabbanan. V'chein, says the Gemara, the same exact Gemara, just with different names. V'chein Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish also, besides Rav Chisda, says the same thing. But Machlokash Nui Rabbi Yeshua Hi, Dizan Kol Amar Yeshua V'chulu, and Rabbi Yochanan is the one that argues. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yotim Rabbanan, Arka Lekam Rabban Hazmel and Yintuma, Abba Hakam Yishubi Suvei Daitu, V'hai, Loka Mosvei, Mesve Daitu. So the first day it says that our Mishnah is only like Rabbi Yeshua. Second day it says no, it could even be according to the Rabbanan. What tumah do you become? The lesser lechora, right? Okay, the lesser one. Yesh b'chama sayimana. You only take the lesser tumah according to the rabbanan. Okay, next mishnah. Pay alpha and aleph. The mishnah. Masnisa. Achal v'shasa behelam echad. Einu chayav alachatas achas. We're in the last week of Yuma. Keep that in mind. The last week of Yuma. One more week. Achal v'shasa behelam echad. Einu chayav alachatas achas. If you eat and drink in one helam, you ate the requisite shear. You eat a koseves and you drink a mali lugmav in one forgetting that you forgot it's Yom Kippur. And you ate and drank in that same forgetfulness. Eino chayv el achatas achas, you only drink one carbon. Right, that's what we're talking about shogeg here. One carbon chatas. Right, even though it's, you might have said, they're not mitztarif, but still it's one avira of ashelo seuna. Right, so therefore, you only chayv one chatas. Achal ba'asa malacha, chayv shtei chatos. But if you ate and did malacha, those are two aveiros. Even if it's one helam, you're chayiv two chatos. Right? We had discussed this at length in the seventh parak of Masechah Shabbos, where we spoke about doing all the malachas in one helam, two helamos. So here, if eating and malacha, those are two ideas, two different aveiros. So that's why you're chayiv two chatos.
Is the Gemara
going
to ask about two inuyim?
The Gemara is not going to talk about two inuyim. The Gemara is going to talk about, is there a makar for achilah v'shasi in the Torah? But as we said, many Rishonim say that the rest of the inuyim are the Rabbanan. Right, so again, so only Achilav Shasiyah is Daraisos. That's why the Mishnah focuses on that. You know, if it was asked about that, then it would be Beferish, like one of those Rishonim. But there are, like we spoke about on Friday, there are certain Gemaras that point in certain directions, whether the other Inuyim are Daraisos or not, but the Gemara does not ask that question. Okay, Achal Ochlin She'en Ru'in La'achila, V'shasa Mashkin She'en Ru'in La'shtiya. If somebody eats or drinks something that is not fit to be eaten or to be drunk, Potter, right? One is Potter, the Bachi is in Potter. One's Potter on Yom Kippur. Shasa, Seer, or Murius Potter. Somebody eats fish brine or some type of other material, other food like that. Potter, again, because that is not Roi La'achila. It's an interesting tshuva of the Binyan Siyum, which is very important. Alach Lamaisa. Binyan Siyum was the Aruch Laner, Yaakov Ettlinger. So he writes in the tshuva in Siman Lamedalid, Sheila. Chola Sheishbo Sakana. Chole, Rachman al-Islan, his life is in danger, so he has to eat on Yom Kippur. Ashal pi arofim sarach lecho v'lishos v'yam ekipurim yosim ikashir. He has to eat a certain amount. Im sarach l'sha'er b'chol achilu v'shasiya, im yesh sakana, kishalo yochal v'yishteh, oh, im nomar, the mitzvahs ta'anu, as nafsho seichem yi, l'me'er vat erev, v'kiva d'locha l'kai mitzvah zu, b'b'rei sakana, shuven k'peda, im yochal v'yishteh, bozo yom gam b'lo sakana. Once somebody is allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, let's say they eat a meal, they're not in a state of inui anymore, right? It's not like they broke their fast, but Yom Kippur is about being in a state of affliction. So they have a heter that they're allowed to eat. So once you're not in a state of inui anymore, is there any inyan not to eat more? you're already not in the state of Inui. So what's if you don't eat now, so you're still not in the state of Inui. So is there any reason not to, okay, to have a big party in a Suda is not appropriate, but regarding the halacha, if you're already not in the state of Inui, is there any reason not to eat more? Do you have to be so medactic about the shiurim? Okay, if the Rav gives a psak, okay, every 10 minutes have an ounce of water, have an ounce of this, so then you're still in the state of Inui, right? Because you're eating b'shiurim. But let's say that's not enough. A chol sheish b'sakana has to eat more. So is there any reason not to just eat regular? That's the kasha he deals with. And he quotes various makoros in the Masechta regarding this issue. So first he just quotes two things that we had already today. One from our Mishnah just now, but first he has earlier. Ulachari Yishlavi Raya, let me bring a Raya from Rashi. Which Rashi? We had at the beginning of today's shiur, if somebody eats Nachila Gasa on Yom Kippur, so then he's Pater. So what did Rashi say is the case of Nachila Gasa? If you ate a huge Sudam of Sekes, and now you're going to eat a drop on Yom Kippur. That's the Hechi Timsi. So Eth Arach Laner, V'lama Hutzvach Lakach. Why doesn't he come up with that case? Look, Hariyesh Nav Kusa, I have another case. Behoda Lo Bein Tayim. You ate Beshogig on Yom Kippur. You ate a lot. You forgot it was Yom Kippur. Then somebody tells you, it's Yom Kippur. You're like, oh yeah, I forgot. Then you forget again. And then you eat more. Ba'achil Agasa. So that's the case of eating Achil Agasa on Yom Kippur. Why doesn't Rashi say that case? That if you eat a second time on Yom Kippur, she'achal b'shogig, v'hodolo, v'shuv achal shenis, achil agasa, she'patar al achil ashniya. El akarchach, what must you say? That once you've already eaten on Yom Kippur and you're not in a state of inui, then you'll be patar anyway. Patar anyway. So he says, maybe that's why Rashi has that case. Then he says, how can you be medayig on a, because Rashi says this, what, that's a less unusual case than this one. So he says, I don't know, maybe Rashi says it because he thinks that one is a little more common. But then he says, maybe you have a right from our Mishnah. Because what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, if you eat and drink in one helam, you're only chayv one chatas. Mashma, if you eat and drink in two helamos, you would be chayv. What do you mean? If I already ate a whole thing and I'm not in the state of Inu anymore, so how could I be chayv on the Shkia? It must be that even after you're in a state of Inui, even if you're not in a state of Inui anymore, there's still Usr. That's the deal for the Mishnah. But then he says, you know, the intellectual honesty, he says, maybe it's not a Raya. Maybe it's not a Raya. Why? Maybe there's a different state of Inui for eating and drinking. Maybe even if I'm full from eating, I can still be very thirsty. Right? Even if I drink a lot, I'm not thirsty anymore, I can still be starving. Right, he says maybe Inui would be different. Maybe there's no raya to achila and shtiya and shtiya. And he goes back and forth. Anyway, this is a very important halacha l'maisa that the poskim have to figure out about in Yoni Yom Kippur. But he has a potential raya from our Mishnah, and then he says maybe not. Okay, yeah. Is the question of Huchu? I don't think it's a Huchu or Dechuya. Even if you say it's Dechuya, you might just say that even once you're not in the state of Inui anymore, it doesn't exist. The situation of the Isser doesn't exist anymore. Okay, let's continue. I'm Reish Lakish. I'm going to all go quickly, don't worry. I'm Reish Lakish. Why does it not have an Isser D'Oraisa in the Torah for Inui? It's amazing. Nowhere on Yom Kippur does it say, thou shalt not eat. All it says is, afflict yourself. So says the Gemara, Reish Lakish, why doesn't it say, lo socha? Like every other Isser in the Torah, it says, don't eat. Why doesn't it say, don't eat on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, Mishum D'lo Efshar, because the Gemara here gives technical answers, because what Lashon should use. There's no good language that you could use and still know that the shear should be a koseves. Why? What should the Torah write? Nichtav Rechmana lo yochal. Should the Torah say, don't eat achila b'kezayis? Then you would have gotten the misimpression that the shear is kezayis, because achila, that verb, always means kezayis. So it couldn't have said lo yochal. Nichtav Rechmana lo seuneh. It should have said, don't afflict yourself. That's just the opposite. Kum achol mashma. That's mashma. Okay, eat. Don't afflict yourself. What do you don't afflict? That means you should eat. Couldn't have said that.
This is circular.
Yeah. Okay, it's circular. Right, you might have said it. The only reason, Menachem's asking that the only reason that we need kozayis is because it says lo seuneh. So the Reish Lakish, the Gemara is assuming here that no. That we must know al pi mesora that the Indian of Yom Kippur is Yisuvei Daita, not a regular Isser Achila, but still Reish Lakish is bothered, you should have a lo sase related to it. Some type of lo sase. We're saying, what lo sase should you have? Be careful, make sure that lo seuneh, make sure that you don't lose your state of affliction. Don't not afflict yourself. So maybe he should have said that. So Gemara says, no, Hishara pen and al, that's three losaseis. We know every time it says one of those lashonos in the Torah, it's a losase. We don't want to have three losaseis. We only want one losase. So that language also doesn't work. Be careful in your mitzvah of affliction. So maybe that could be the losase. Hishomer is a losase. Says Gemara, that doesn't work either. Imkain, hishomer delav lav, hishomer dasei asei. No. When the Torah says hishomer, that word, that means a losase only if the Torah is telling you, be careful about this losase. For example, Rashi quotes, hishomer benega hatsaras. He's a Shmar Movalat, this week's Parsha. Right? Be careful about the Isser of Tsaras. If you have a negat Tsaras on your body, there's an Isser to arise to cut it off. So be careful. So that Hishamer is called a Losase because it's coming to warn you about a Losase. But here, be careful about the mitzvah of Inui. That would be a Hishamer on an Ase. So Hishamer on an Ase is called an Ase. So that also wouldn't be a Losase. So Masla, just finish for a second. Masla Ravashi, Nichlov Al Tasur Min Ha Inui. Don't move away from your state of affliction. Don't turn. Kasha, okay, that could have been a good one, but for some reason the Torah didn't write it, period. What you might have said, if you step back from this Gemara, when some other, the Bali Musar says that maybe the whole point of Yom Kippur is that it's not about not doing things. It's about a kiyum, it's about an active, positive state of becoming a certain person on Yom Kippur. Hopefully we'll get to the words of Rav Sternbach a little bit later. But let's remember this. But the Gemara doesn't give a fundamental answer here about, no, it's not appropriate. No, it just says, no, it's not, you don't have the right lashon. You can't figure anything out. But you might say more fundamentally, and Amar didn't say this. You might have said, no, it's more of about a positive idea of Inui rather than an Isurim of not doing things. Yeah? Right, that's what the Gemara, why doesn't it say Losoch HaFil Koseh? The Gemara, the Torah isn't that Medayik. Right? All Shiurim are Alachamosh Misinai. The Gemara is not going to, Torah is not going to go out of its way to mention the Shiur. Okay, so this is all what we assume. That is, there is no Isser, there's no Azhara. There's no losase written by Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara is going to have, to the rest of the Amud, six different possibilities. Maybe there are shitas out there that say there is an Azhara. Maybe there is a losase. It's not written, but maybe based on some type of limud, one of the Yigim Omidos, maybe we can learn out that there is an Azhara, there is an Isser of Inui on Yom Kippur. So v'tana ma'isil ha'mehacha. But there are Tanaim that quotes Azharos for Inui from the following. The first brisa is a 10-line brisa. The first 10 lines is not about the makar, but it's about what it brings us in. The pasuk says that you shall afflict yourself right next to the iser malacha. I might think that I get kares for even doing malacha during Tosefes Yom Kippur. Not just Yom Kippur itself, but I might have thought there's an idea of Tosefes, which we'll talk about hopefully a little later. There's an idea of Tosefes, so I might have thought that you get kares even if you do malacha on Tosefes Yom Kippur. Tamaloma v'chol nefesh shetasa kol malacha be'etzem hayom hazeh alitzumo sheyom onish kares ve'in onish kares al Tosefes malacha. No, be'etzem hayom hazeh means only on the actual day you get kares for malacha on the day, and not for the malacha that you do during Tosefes. Lacho yo ye onish kares al Tosefes malacha avo ye onish kares al Tosefes inui. So fine, there's no kares for doing malacha during Tosefes Yom Kippur. But maybe this kares for eating or drinking during Tosefes Yom Kippur. Maybe this kares not only for the day, but also for the Tosefes. Tambalomar, Gichola Nefesh, Esherlo Su'une, Be'etzama Yamazeb, Venichrasa, Alitsumo Shayaman, Kares, Val, Inner, and Kares, Val, Tosefes Inui. So there is no kares during Tosefes Yom Kippur. Yachol Yehe, Lo Yehe, Bichlal Onish, Avo Yehe Muzhar Al Tosefes Malacha. So fine, there's no kares during the time of Tosefes Yantif. But what about, is there even an Isser of Malacha during Tosefes? So says the Gemara, no. Tamalom, if Chamalacha lo sasu, be'etzam yamazeh, alisumo shayomu musar, ve'inu musar al Tosefes Malacha. There is no Isser, there is no Ashara of Malacha during Tosefes. Yachol Yehe Muzhar Daraisa. Yachol Yehe Muzhar Al Tosefes Malacha, ve'inu musar al Tosefes Inui. So I might have thought that there is no Isser to do Malacha during Tosefes Yom Kippur, but there is Isser to do, to eat or drink during Tosefes. So Mar says, no, Vidinu, no, we know that it's not true. Why? Based on a Kal v'chomer. Uma Malacha sheno heges b'shabbos v'yomtiv. Einu musar aleha. Isser Malacha, which is a common type of Aveira. Shabbos and Yom Tov also have this Isser, and that Isser does not apply at all during Tosefes Yom Kippur. So Inui, which is a very unusual type of Isser, which would mean that it's weaker, the Gemara is assuming. So it must be that also does not apply during Tosefes Yom Kippur. So basically, what have we said so far in the Brisa? That there is no Isser of Inui or Malacha during Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. That's all the first half of the Braisa. That's not what the Gemara is interested in so far. But now the Gemara says, Aval Ashar Linisha Yom HaAtzmo Lolamanu. But where is the Makar for an Isser of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur? Where's the Makar? So what did we say before? There is no Makar. That's what we said before. But now this Gemara is going to say, no, there are possibly six Makaros, which we're going to get into in a second. Just to note, we don't have time to talk about it right now, the Rambam, in Hilchos Shvisas Asar, that's very much talked about Rambam, the Rambam quotes the halacha of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim by Inui, and not by Isser Malacha. The Rambam quotes in Aleph Vav, V'tzarach k'shem shvos Malacha bo bein bayom bein balayla, kach tzarach li'inui bein bayom bein balayla. V'tzarach l'hosa michol ala kodesh b'knisos v'siyaso shenemar v'nisim ez nafshosechem v'tesh alachos ba'erev. And the Magen Mishnah there says, midiv rabbeinu nireh she'ein tosefes dvar Torah ela b'inui, avalo ba'asiyas Malacha. That seems to be the sheet of the Rambam. Why that is not for us now. We have to put this with the other sheet of the Rambam. The other mystery Rambam, the Rambam never quotes Tosefes by Shabbos. The Rambam never quotes Tosefes Shabbos. We all hold Tosefes Shabbos. Most of the Rishonim say it's a Daraisa, maybe. The Rambam never quotes it. We'll talk about it hopefully a little bit later. That's why the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Aleph, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes, you have to add on. We wait 18 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Omrim, Shetzarach Lahosa Michal Al Kodesh. Reish Samach Aleph Beis. And Bir Alacha there says, why does he say the lashon of Yesh Omrim? Right, the Rambam quotes Yesh Omrim a lot. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it so often. Why do you call Yesh Omrim? Because the Rambam doesn't hold of it. The Rambam doesn't quote Tosefes. That's why the Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes the halacha of Tosefes, says Yesh Omrim, Shetzarach Lahosa Michal Al Kodesh. Because the Rambam doesn't quote it. That's why he uses that lashon. But the Rambam, the only time he quotes Tosefes is by Yom Kippur by Inui. Right, so there's no Inui by Shabbos and Yadav. So I have to talk about why that is. Again, hopefully at a future date we will have time. Bye during the Gemara. So six makaros now for the makar of an Isser, of an Aveira for Inui on Yom Kippur. First white line. So number one. Why does it say the kares by Isser Malacha? You could just learn kares by Malacha from the kares of Inui. If Inui, which is very unusual, Inui is only a concept that happens on Yom Kippur, and you're still chayav kares for Inui, kares. I'm sorry, Malacha. So surely in Isser Malacha, which is a very common type of Isser, that would have a punishment, the same punishment of kares. So why does it have to say the punishment by Malacha? It must be extra. Mufne lahakish v'adum yinak zera shava. It must be there to teach you zera shava. Nemar onish v'inu v'nemar onish v'malacha. It says onish both by inu and malacha. My malacha lo onish alam kain hisi. Or just like by malacha, there's a punishment, but the punishment is preceded by an aveira. Call malacha lo sasu. Av inu lo onish alam kain hisi. Makar number one, Zereshava between Malacha and Inui. Says the Gemara, that Makar is not so good. Ikal Amifrak, have a kash on that. Mali Inui shlo huter michlalo, tomer be Malacha shuter michlalo. No. Inui, what do you want to say? What was the potential thing? That you don't say it by Malacha, because Malacha is much more chamor. No, maybe Inui is more chamor. Why? Malacha, you have a time when Malacha is allowed on Yom Kippur. You know when? The whole past 60 blot, the Avoda. The Avodah is Yom HaKippurim, Shechita, all these other malachas that you're doing. Maybe Hotzah, you know, so you have so many malachas that's on. So you see, Inui is Kal. I'm sorry, you see, Malacha is Kal. Well, Inui might be more Chomer. Inui is never allowed. Inui is never allowed. Ah, what are you going to ask me? What Shabbos and Yontif? Okay, but even about Yom Kippur. Inui is never allowed. We had a Mishnah earlier that said that, hey, have some food, right by the little huts, there's some food there, have some food, have some drink. So what do you mean? That's also allowed. Just like Yavod is allowed, that's allowed. So the answer, what did the Gemara there say? It was never needed. Meaning, that's just halacha b'di'evet. B'di'evet, if you need it, l'chadchi, he's not supposed to. He's not supposed to be, I have to eat it if he doesn't need to. But yeah, it's there, eno doma pas pasalo, and eno pas pasalo, the Gemara said. Sorry? But in Ishiitim, it's still part of the Yavod. It's done every time. That's why I said it's a dim of the end. But either way, says the Gemara, you can't have that kal v'chomer. So you need a different marker. So number two, Ella lo yomer onesh by inui the gomer malacha. The opposite. Don't say the onesh by inui because you learn it from malacha. Ma malacha judem echlala onesh kares inish lo demechlala lo kal shekain. Right, inui, which is more chamor because it's never allowed. Surely you should have an onesh by it. Lo manemar. So why did it say an onesh by inui mufne? Again, it's actual lahakish lo demin exer shava. Never onesh by inui, never onesh by malacha. Ma malacha onesh v'hizir ap inui onesh. His ear, so you learn it from the opposite direction. And of course, the Gemara here asks the opposite logic what we originally thought beforehand. Gzeris. The Gemara says Ikal Mifra. Malo Malachas Kenu Hekel Shavasvi Yamtovim. So Rabbi Inu Shino Hoy Shavasvi Yamtovim. What do you mean? Inu is less chomer. Malach is more common iser. So those are the two possibilities that we reject. Number three possibility. What is the ashara of Ido Yom Kippur? Amar Avina Haitana Etzem Gamar. It's a Gzeris Shava of Etzem Hayom Azeh Etzem Mufne. And the words are totally extra. Because if either of them are not mufnet, you could ask a kasha from Inu Yer Malacha. But it must be the words, you don't have to say Be'esam Hayom Hazeh. It could have just said Bayom Hazeh. These two words in both places are totally extra, which means it's a mufne. Mufne Mishnei Atzadim means it's a Gzeir Shava, you cannot ask kashas on. If both words are extra in both contexts, don't ask me any kashas. That's what the Gemara here says, no kashas could be asked. And the Gemara explains, La'ai afluye mufne. It is mufne, it's totally extra. Why? Chamisha kroik sivi b'malacha. There are really five times it says, L'sasukha malacha by Yom Kippur. Why five times? V'chad la'sar d'yamama, v'chad la'sar d'lelya, v'chad la'onish d'yamama, v'chad la'onish d'lelya. Two for the Isurim, one day, one night. Two for the Onshim, punishments, one day, one night. And the other one is totally extra. The other one is to teach me Inui, not just Malacha, but Inui as well. So you might ask me, what's the next Kasha? Does Yomi, right, Yom and Laila? Well, you need one Makka to teach me that you're not allowed to eat Yom Kippur night, and one to teach me that you're not allowed to eat Yom Kippur day? Don't we hold Vayera Vayevoker? Don't we hold that it's ready the halachic day the night before? What do you need a separate pasuk for? Tosafot Yesharim says, I don't know. I'm not sure why. He says, Aloyadana, last line. Iba inan bakal duchta onesh yimama v'lali b'malacha. He says, I don't know. What do you need any separate makoris for? So, you have to say something. Tosafot Rush says, because it says be'etzem hayom hazeh. So it says hayom, so you have to see something like yom is different. Some of the mefarshim say that, no, because the kapara is bayom. So you do find sometimes certain halachas only fly by day. You can only shake a lulav by day. Only by shofar, right? You can't play shikaluv the night before. Right? So, you find certain differences in halacha, but it's interesting that it needs a separate ashara and onesh for the night and for the day. That's number three. Number four, three lines from the bottom. Tibir bishmal tana, nemarkan inu v'lam lahalon inui. It says inui in two different places. It says inui by Yom Kippur, and it says inui in this week's parsha. Ashalo se'une es eshes re'ehu. When it talks about mefate. So, just like over there by Mefata, there's the onesh is only with a prior ashara, so too by Yom Kippur. So again, in all these makaros, it doesn't say explicitly anywhere. It's just based on a limud. It's based on a limud that there must be an ashara here. But you still could step back and ask the kasha, why did the Torah say an iser here? So obviously Yom Kippur is different by nature, because the Torah did not say an iser. But either way, these Amoraim want to find a makar. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar number 5. Yolav Shabbos Shabbos Yom Shabbos Bereishis. Learn Yom Kippur from Shabbos. Malahal on Lornash Elam Kinin Hizir. Afkar Lornash Elam Kinin Hizir. Right, Shabbos Shabbos on Shabbos. Just like by Shabbos there's an Aveira, so do Yom Kippur there's an Aveira. Number 6. Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says, no, forget Shabbos and Shabbos Shabbos. Who goofy Shabbos Ikri? Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. By the way, Shabbos is called Shabbos Shabbos. We always think, Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbos, Shabbos is Shabbos. But in the Torah, Shabbos sometimes is called Shabbos Shabbos, and Yom Kippur is sometimes called Shabbos. So it's not, homes are clear that to identify with those terms. But says Rav Papa, that Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbos. So that's why all Shabbosos have the same din. Both Shabbosos have the same din. That's why you get an Asara. Bishlam, Rav Papa, Lo'amak, Rav Acha bar Yaakov. So we're going to talk about the last two. Rav Papa, who said the last opinion, that it is Shabbos, does not say like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who says, compare Shabbos to Yom Kippur, dekradav se bukufei adib. It's better to have a makar about Yom Kippur than have to compare it to another context of Shabbos. El Rav Acha bar Yaakov, my time, Lo'amak, Rav Papa. Why doesn't Rav Acha say like Rav Papa? Mibarlik in the Tanya, because he uses Rav Papa's pasik for something else, for the following, for the makar of Tosefes Yantiv. You shall afflict yourself on the 9th of the month of Tishrei. I might think you have to start fasting on the 9th, because it says you have to afflict yourself on the 9th. It says no at night. I might think that only after it gets dark you have to start. No, it says the 9th. So how do you read the pasuk? The 9th by night. That's a contradiction. So that's the makar of Tosefes Yom Kippur. You start on the 9th and you continue to the 10th. So I only understand Tosefes going in. How do you know that after Yom Kippur, and we'll get to after Shabbos and Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah, maybe Daraisa,
maybe the Raisa of adding on to Shabbos, so when we wait those extra minutes after Shabbos to daven Ma'ariv, that's fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa. How do you know them? Tamalor me'erev at erev. V'en li'elo Yom Kippur. This is only about Yom Kippur. Shabbosos minayin. Scritch the girsa. Tamalor me'tish pesu. En li'elo Shabbosos. Yom Tovim minayin. Tamalor me'shabbatchem. Okay, that's the pasuk that Rav Papa used before. Haketa kamakam shemer shvos. Wherever it says shvos to rest, mosifin michol al hakodesh. So this is the makar of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom, Tosefes Yom Kippur. We had a whole shiur about this a couple of years ago in Lumdis. How do you view Tosefes? Is Tosefes really the day earlier? Did Shabbos start earlier? Right? Is early Shabbos? Or is it? It's not Shabbos yet. But I've accepted an Isser Malacha. But it's not really Shabbos yet. There are many nafkaminas. Can you, Tosefes and Ksubis talks about, can you get married during Tosefes Yontif? Right, the way you're getting married, like the olden days, they used to have marriages on Erev, Shabbos, or Yontif, because they didn't have enough money to have two different sudas. So you get married on Erev, and you have one big suda later on, so you could combine it. Or Shlomo Zalman got married on Purim on a Friday. One big suda, because you don't want to, you don't have any money. So let's say it's late, the caterer, the flowers, you know, it's Tosefes Yontif. Can you get married now? What if there's a halacha? Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. You're not allowed to get married on Yontif. So can you get married? Tosefes Ksubis Daf Mem Zayin. So this is nafkamina. If you say that it's really Yontif earlier, so Ein ma'arvin simcha, you can't get married. But if you say no, it's Yontif, you've accepted Nisr Malacha. It's not really Yontif yet. So then you would be able to get married. Or what comes up all the time, let's say your Tosefes, do you have to repeat Kiddush later on when it gets dark? Bavadai. Do you have to eat a Kizayis? Or let's say, well, where this really gets a lot of press, Shemini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz. It's Hoshana Rabbah night, it's Motzai Hoshana Rabbah, we dash dav in Shemini Atzeres. So the Shulchan Aruch says, shear not for now, that you're supposed to eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres night without a bracha. So Machlokas, Marshal and Taz. Do you have to wait Bavadai until it's nighttime in order to eat in the sukkah? Because you're going to be eating in the sukkah and saying Shemini Atzeres Achag Hazeh. What do you mean? If it's not Shemini Atzeres yet, you're sitting in the sukkah, you should be saying Leishav HaSukkah. It's still sukkahs. So do you have to wait or not? So according to some Achronim, you have to wait. It's not sukkahs. It's not Shemini Atzeres yet. It's still sukkahs. You've accepted it as a malachim. It's still sukkahs. So you'd have to say Leishav HaSukkah. So don't eat yet. You're stuck. Other Mishnah say, no, it's, what do you mean? You've davened, you said Shemini Atzeres and davening, it's Shemini Atzeres. It's light outside, who cares? Tosefes Yontif is Yontif. So this is all a big discussion with many nafkaminas, how do you view Tosefes? There is just one other makar. This is one makar for Tosefes Yontif and Shabbos and Yom Kippur, what we just had. The Mechilta has another one. The Mechilta has a makar. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this at the beginning of Reis HaMechalev. Where is it? Basar Vadam, I'm sorry, Midrash Rabbah. Basar Vadam She'eni Yodea Lo Ita V'lo Rega'av Hu Mosef Michol Al HaKodesh. A person, we don't know time exactly, right? Even if when we hear the beeping on the radio, it's exactly 7 o'clock, exactly 8 o'clock. Is that exact? Maybe, you know, human fallibility. You know, maybe he'll make mistakes. So we don't know exactly. So we have to be Mosef Michol Al HaKodesh. Because you don't know. You don't want to take any chances with the Nisr Skila. Mashiach Ked HaKodesh Baruch Hu, he knows for sure. So that's another marker that Tosefes is really Midin Syag. Right? We don't know, so we have to be Moses. So Rav Yosef Engel in his big piece about when do you ever have a Gzeira type of idea, Daraisa, where one halach is meant to prevent you from doing another Aveira. So this, he puts it on this list of so Syag Daraisa, Tosefes Yontif. Right? We quoted this on Friday. Ba'al Yerabai Yimatsei. The Ran says there's an Isser Daraisa Ba'al Yerabai Yimatsei because the Torah doesn't want you to come to eat. Right? Negia, according to the Rambam. Negia of Bederechiba, of an Erva. Right? Touching somebody in an affectionate way of an Erva. Derechiba, that's an Issa Daraisa, according to the Rambam. Right? So, lo sigribu legalos Erva. Right? Why is that? So again, the Rabbi Yosef Engel says, that is Siag Daraisa. Many examples of this concept. But this Tosefes Yontif, according to that Makar, also might be one of them. Okay, let's just do one more minute. Vitana de Ezem Etzem. Hi, Betisha Lachodesh Mai Avilei. According to the other opinion, what does he do with this pasuk? He uses it for the following. Look at the Tani Chiyah Barav Midifti. The Tani Chiyah Barav Midifti. The following other famous halacha. We spoke about this Shabbat Shuva last year. You should afflict yourself on the 9th. What do you mean? You fast on the 10th. You don't fast on the 9th. Whoever eats and drinks on the 9th, you get credit as if you fasted 2 days. Right? The mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. We spoke a lot about this at the time. Just to remember the two sides, then we'll mention more tomorrow to start. Rashi here. This is it. The Rashi here. And the Rashi expands on this Rashi. What's the purpose? To prepare yourselves. To prepare yourself. Hatzein Atzvacha Betisha. eat today, Hashem knows you can eat anyway, so he makes it into a mitzvah, because he knows he wants us to prepare ourselves to be able to fast properly. That is Rashi here, that is the Rashi here, expands on that, that is why you're supposed to have, that's the Tam HaMitzvah behind this mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur. Of course, we saw there were other reasons, maybe we'll start with that, Hashem, to review tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we have discussion about the big three Averis, Yerhag Val Yavar, we spoke a little bit about that yesterday on Shabbos, that's tomorrow's daf, whose blood is redder, and we speak about Ketanim fasting on Yom Kippur. That's tomorrow's daf. Today's sponsors? Mishav Shnav and Aliyah.
Six days of it is saying that that is the Osasa.
I don't think you can't get Malchus for a Seder Shabbos. I'm foolish.